is overrated. And a bunch of y'all hit me up at Russ Parr Show and said, yeah, I don't know.
Take the money out of it, and we're talking about lyrics. He's overrated. He's doing a lot of working right now, and his skills are not what they used to be. Wow. I can see that.
You saying he's slowing down a little bit?
I mean, you know.
If you're talking about right now, I would say a little bit.
He's like a boxer that's been punched drunk too much.
I wouldn't go that far. Crazy. I wouldn't go that far.
Whose lyrics are you comparing him to? Who has better lyrics than Jay-Z?
Anybody.
Nobody's talking about anything.
I didn't say anybody.
Drake is pretty vicious.
Drake is up to Kanye.
But Jay-Z's not overrated.
I mean, right now, Kanye is pretty much
Kanye, yes.
Is probably the best
right now. He's the greatest rapper alive.
Huh?
Okay.
I don't know about alive.
I wouldn't go there.
You know, Brit can't help it.
Jumping out the window.
Tweet.
Not Trying to Be Rude says, I'm not a big Jigga fan anymore, but he is not overrated. His wife is, though, and I think 2 Chainz is a useless rapper.
Oh, wow.
But there's a difference between best and hot.
Yeah.
It's definitely a difference.
Overrated rapper. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
You just want to have a conversation? You just want to say hello?
I'm not going to say that 50 Cent is overrated because nobody's talking about him at all right now, so. He's definitely not overrated. He's just not rated, period.
Oh, now listen.
But, I mean, come on. He's so irrelevant in as far as music goes. But I would probably say, I know a lot of black people like to say, hate to say this. I'm going to say Eminem. And it's not that. I mean, I know the flow is great and he has the cadence and all of that. But I think rap is more about content. A lot of the times, like, those songs he puts out are, like, really corny and they meant to, like, make, you know, hip-hop accessible to, like, white people. Like the one where he had Michael Jackson in the video, so I will go with him.
You think he's the most overrated Eminem?
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And she's right. It is about content. Mm-hmm. Because now, you know, people like Drake and all these real lyricists,
Kendrick Lamar
right. have made you go, okay, I want some substance in my lyrical content.
And nobody really came back at Kendrick Lamar after he did that rap. No
they
one
knew
ever,
better.
Nobody.
Did you notice how everybody got quiet when he went at him?
And that's what Jay used to do. Mm-hmm. Jay used to lay it down.
I'm not going after this young dude anymore. Because this dude has some, he's deep. You cannot, maybe you don't like Kendrick's voice or whatever, but the dude he's good. So is Drake.
Wait, are you?
Very, very thoughtful in his lyrical content.
Are you really saying that people like lyrical content? What about that song where he says, I'm going to put my inside?
Hey, that's good for the club, baby.
That's like the dumbest line. Like, where else you going to put it outside of me?
Well, once again, Frida, you're mixing up hot and
No, I'm just talking
best.
About what Russ was saying. People like lyrics. Some of the lyrics now that rappers are using are so stupid.
But now we want it.
We need it.
You know, if a rapper is one-dimensional, right. And all he can talk about is being upside your head or whatever.
Inside of you.
What?
Shut up.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, man. I got to agree with 50. Jay-Z is overrated. Jay-Z's best work was when nobody was checking for Jay-Z when Tupac had the game on lock. Jay-Z really benefited from Biggie and Tupac passing.
Wow.
And, you know.
That's hard, man.
That's hard to say.
You're going hard.
Wow.
But the thing about it is, Russ.
But you know what?
He did.
He's telling the truth.
Why people probably saying he's overrated now is because Jay-Z, since he started, has always rapped about his life at the time.
Jay-Z and right now, people, that window and he maximized it.
Right, and people right now cannot, they can't get with him because they don't understand his life right now and things he's
not
doing.
True.
D-Don from VA says Lil Wayne and Eminem. Dave the Dude says, I agree, all that build up for Magna Carta, Holy Grail, and boo, Get Rich or Die Trying went diamond, no Jay album ever has. L Boogie says, Jay the best, 50 needs to continue to rest. And somebody else said, yes, definitely Eminem.
Good morning, hello. Wow. Overrated rapper.
Eminem is overrated.
Hello?
Yes, your comment, please.
I think that 50 Cent should not be in that category to even rate Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? 50, if everybody listened to 50, which barely anybody do, I don't know. Wow. You got some 50 Cent rappers out there, but he shouldn't even be judging Jay-Z.
Oh my gosh.
He shouldn't even be talking about him. That's my comment.
All right, thank you for that.
Sean L. Durham agrees with him. He says, ironic since 50 himself is insanely overrated.
Wow. Good morning, hello. Hello, good morning.
Oh no.
Hello?
Yes, your comment, please.
You've all covered pretty much everything I was going to say. When 50 Cent, I pretty much think he was talking about content. As far as rap skill, you can't really mess with Jay on the flow. But content, Jay-Z is kind of falling out of touch with things. He's living in a different lifestyle than any of us can relate with.
Well,
so.
I thought it was interesting when Jay-Z kind of took a slap at Drake.
Drake.
And you know what? You only go after people that you might feel threatened by.
Right.
But right, I agree.
Everybody's saying that he lives differently now, but y'all know when people start talking about Birkin bags and red bottoms, that's what we all aspire to, you know, to do things that they're talking about. These rappers are saying they're rolling in a Bentley.
Right.
I mean,
Drake went at, remember Drake went at Jay-Z first and said people can't get with you because all you're talking about is art and, you know, paintings and things like that.
Cultural. Sorry, Miss Drizzy. Yeah.
You're too smart now. You're too cultural.
Good morning. Hello.
I'm going to tell you why Jay-Z is overrated. Okay. Jazzo, Biggie, Young Chris, Kanye West. All he's ever done is steal people's style. Whoever he's with at the time, he takes their style. Jazzo was the first rapper. Wow. He was rapping fast. Now he's like Biggie. Then he was like Young Chris. Then he's like Kanye West. The guy is the most overrated rapper.
That shows
ever.
Versatility.
Yeah.
And you can rap different styles.
No, it's called stealing.
No, I'm not at all. So you saying Biggie stole when he jumped on with
he
the
was,
Bone?
Look,
on
he,
Tupac
every time
when he jumped on Bone?
Runs, that's his style. That's his style. Every time he's with someone, he has the same. What happened to rapping?
Biggie
fast,
did the
JD?
Same thing when he jumped on Bone Thugs and Harmony joint.
Albert's kind of mad.
That's not a bad example. Jay-Z's been a thief his whole life.
He never stole anybody's
style. The police on
he's
that
been
man.
Rapping since day one.
Let the man speak.
Call the police.
Whoa.